For me, Municipal is an aspirational brand. You know, the name comes from any basketball court, tennis court, public facility that people have started in. And then next thing you know, like Grant Williams here from the Boston Celtics, you could play in the NBA. So it doesn't matter where you start. Humble beginnings are actually, certainly in my mind, an advantage as opposed to a disadvantage, because it does push you to work harder, but having less always drives you. You know, to accomplish more. So it's all about aspiration. It's all about trying to get somebody to be the best version of themselves.
Was there a moment that inspired you to start this?
Yes. I mean, look, I've always wanted to be in the apparel space. I've always wanted to build brands. I think, you know, I've had partnerships with Nike and various other brands out there. But I said, you know, if I want to do something, I got to kind of build my own. And so we looked for the right partner, and then we just decided the best way to accomplish what we wanted to was just to kind of start from scratch and build our own brand. So we found some people who were successful in the space working for various brands, and we kind of pulled them away and incentivized them to bet on themselves and have ownership, and that's kind of how we got here.
You are, of course, known for being an actor, producer, writer. How many big screen and small screen projects do you have under your belt now?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Well north of 50 films, episodes of television in the hundreds. Both scripted, non-scripted, comedy, drama. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 some odd years now, so I'm actually gonna be 52, so we're getting up there.
You look darn good for 52, let's just say that.
Well,
I think it's those 3 a.m. workouts.
I appreciate it.
But of course, you seem to love business. You have the F45 workouts, you have the partnership on Wahlburgers. Tell me about this love of business, and what are you getting out of being an entrepreneur versus being an actor?
I was a serial entrepreneur since the very beginning, and also I had to be, in order to be successful to the point that I am in film and television, I also had to have an entrepreneurial spirit. I needed to find material that I could produce. You know, I wasn't the first guy on anybody's list early on. You know, I was probably the last guy on anybody's list early on. So I had to kind of create my own path, find things. So that's how I got into producing. You know, looking for material, things I could develop and star in myself or just produce. And then started, you know, financing content and things of that nature. So I knew I always had to better myself. And, you know, ownership for me has always been the key. So, I mean, since I was a kid, shoveling snow, you know, selling newspapers, anything I could do, being the youngest of 9 kids, if you wanted something, you know, unless it was going to be a hand-me-down from one of my siblings, and by that time it wasn't in good shape, you know, quite a lot of holes and a lot of distress. So if I wanted something, I had to go out there and work for it.
Dare I ask, do you like being in business as much as you like acting?
You know, it depends. I think, you know, while I'm making movies, have afforded me all these other opportunities, but it also takes me away from home, takes me away from my family, and I want to be able to be at home more, and I want to build the legacy that I could pass on to my kids. I spent lots of time acting. It's my first love and my passion, but, you know, I really love business, and I love the fact that if I want to go and make a movie, then I'm also in a position to go make a movie, finance it myself, and be in the driver's seat in every aspect.
Most stars who launch brands, they do it in a different way. They get star endorsements. They get stars to wear their brands. They do big splashy parties. We are standing in a 119 square foot shed in the Seaport. Why did you decide that you want to do things like this?
You know, we're building it one customer at a time. We know how to get in the weeds. We want to connect with people. A lot of people also, especially since the pandemic, use that as an excuse to keep people at arm's length. I'm trying to connect with people, and I'm trying to connect people in general. There's been such a divide lately. And I think, you know, to be able to communicate directly with customers, find out, you know, and I'll just also, you know, look, I'm a regular guy from a small neighborhood here. I was fortunate enough to be able to go and do some pretty extraordinary things, but I don't take any of that for granted. I keep working, and I know the only way to build a brand is to be involved and be engaged. People, especially consumers know the difference between somebody who's endorsing a product and somebody who actually owns and has built a product or a brand. There's a big, big difference.
So let's talk about the equity part of the brand that you mentioned. It's not just you. You have a bunch of partners. How is this working?
Oh, we don't have a bunch of partners. Really, I have 3 partners. We started out with three founders of the company. We're originally going to start out doing a joint venture. I had met with every brand out there, like I said, Nike, Puma, Adidas, Under Armour. I did choose the Jordan brand. And then I basically had met with Harry, who was working at Callaway on OGO. And he was like, you know, let's do a joint venture together. And then he was like, well, I've built a bunch of brands for this company. What if we wanted to kind of build our own brand? And I said, absolutely. I initially had somebody who was financing the company. And, you know, once COVID hit, they had to pull the plug on one of our 5 different ventures. years, and they decided it was municipal because it was in its earliest stage. So that's when things got real, and they had already left their jobs to start this new venture, and so everybody had to kind of really put their hand in their pockets and finance the business themselves. And Harry refinanced his house, and you know, here we are now getting into the shoe business, and the company is growing at a pretty rapid rate. But again, we're all invested in a very real way. So
do you also think that some companies, the big brands that you mentioned, the big companies you mentioned, are hesitant to say do these partnership with stars because they don't always go well, like what would happen with Kanye West, because it became too personal?
Well, Kanye's built a lot of amazing brands, and Kanye's a special talent. There's lots of other things that have gone into that, but I think when I think of a lot of celebrity brands that that companies are hesitant to get involved, is that people have a tendency to just want to put their name on something and get a check. If it works, great, and if not, they're on to the next. I think they had a difference of opinion and conduct and personal beliefs and that sort of thing. But I think for the most part, we are kind of like the anti-celebrity brand in that we are involved in every aspect. We're not just putting our name on something. We're not just getting a check. We're building it. We own it. You know, it's very different from endorsing a product as opposed to owning something.
Describe for me, what is here? You know, what do you want it to represent? Who do you want to wear it? What do you want them to feel?
Well, I want them to feel like this is the greatest product they've ever put on. This is the gift for the everyman, like Lara Piana, Gift of Kings, Vicuña material is for somebody who can afford to buy a $7,000.
I hope this does not cost the same as a Cunha.
No, but a $9,000 sweater. And I bought a lot of different products to really kind of figure out, we want to offer something that is a huge value proposition to a customer. This is all aspirational. So when people work hard, they want to reward themselves with something nice. People don't mind spending a premium for a great product that is really quality. So, but this is all about the aspirational movement, inspiring everybody to just be the best versions of themselves, and no matter where they come from, what obstacles they may face, that there isn't anything they can't accomplish if they're willing to go and do the work.
It appears like streetwear. Is it high-end streetwear?
It's streetwear. It's athleisure. It's like if you took like a Lululemon and say like a Loro Piana and a Supreme and you jam them all together. This is like cool street. We're not afraid of color. You want to look good, feel good, super high quality, functional, but it also, you know, it's got to have that swagger.
Is it all like cottons? What are the materials that you're using?
Harry, everything is different. I mean, we've got blends, poly blends.
Performance and everything. So they're almost everything is a performance blend of some type.
Is it only men's or is it women's?
No, we have women's
too.
Stuff here.
Okay.
And the women's line actually is growing. We obviously started out as a men's brand, but you know, slowly getting into women's. Now the women's line that's coming out in the spring is more extensive than the men's. I started getting a little jealous.
You have your Boston roots, you now live elsewhere, but how does Boston influence this brand?
Listen, this is where it all started. You know, if I didn't grow up in the rough streets of Dorchester and figure out how to find my way, I wouldn't have been building this brand. Like I said, this is an aspirational brand for the everyman who is out to accomplish a lot more than people expected. Surpassing the expectations that they kind of probably are put on them every day.
You have all these businesses now, plus that movie career, which is still pretty active. Are we going to find more businesses, more startups, more business ventures from you?
We're kind of got our hands full. We're focusing on the things that we're already doing. If something kind of comes in and is a natural fit to what we're doing in this whole kind of entire ecosystem of wellness and, you know, experience, and if it fits and it's also another direct extension of who I am and what I do, then maybe, but we're not looking for anything else, that's for sure.
How did you come to be in the current? This is not the big splashy Hollywood launch.
Well, look, we want to be able to kind of organically introduce the brand to people in my hometown. And then, and you know, we've been direct to consumer. We're starting to get into retail. Doing our own brick and mortar. So we want to kind of, you know, organically introduce the product to people. But this is actually bigger than my childhood home. We had 9 kids and my parents and my grandma. So you know what? This is very comfortable. We feel very at home in this space.
Do you know the WS people? Did you reach out to them? Did they reach out to you?
We're very good friends. We've been talking about doing something here for a long time. I was just looking out my hotel window, looking at the Boston Children's Museum, obviously remembering when I was going there when I was younger, and there was nothing else here to what they've developed now, and it is beyond impressive.